Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Wake up, wake up, and wake up. We are so delighted to be with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday, the 23rd of December. Here in Dayton, Ohio, the area of Dayton, Ohio, we woke up to some snow and ice and all that good stuff here this morning. Our temperature got to 8 minus 8. And if you need to be out in the elements, hey, bundle up, double up, wear double coats, double shirts, double clothes, double gloves so that you won't get frostbitten, because it's so easy to do that when it's, the temperature is below -8 is below. Don't go out unless it is very, very needful in this area that we are living in, because we are having. I believe last night they said we had a snowstorm. So just be careful if you need to be out in the elements. Again, good morning. This is Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word. That all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so, so delighted to do just that. Oh, my friend, the Lord has blessed us all. What another wonderful, wonderful day, hasn't he? Another benefit of being alive, another benefit of being here. We are on the top soil and not the soil on top of us. And we on this side of heaven, the Lord has blessed us. Hey, with another wonderful day, another day, what's wrong in our lives right, so that we may live closer and closer with him. My friend, that's just another benefit that our good Lord has allowed us to do. Amen, amen. And I said, when you take advantage of each minute, each second, each hour that the Lord has given us. I'm serious. We need to take advantage of that. We need to get our house together, because you never know when he may come back for his church. Because my Lord is definitely, listen to Brother Oscar now, my Lord, he is definitely coming back for his church. And the question is, will you be ready? Will you be ready? Amen. Amen, Brother Oscar. Amen. Amen. Again, good morning, and we're so delighted to be with you. This is episode 303 on your BTRO platform. And we are so delighted to be with you this morning. And if this is the first time listening into us here on Chatting from the Word, we would love to welcome you to the program. But not only to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest this morning. And we thank you for having your ears on. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. All right, good afternoon. All right, all right. Oh, where am I? Where am I? Where am I? My friend, if you have not turned your contributions, do so. We need in keeping this fine program going and going. Support Christian programming, support Christian programming, because we here, I can only speak for our program, but here on Chatting from the Word, we try to be here Mondays through Fridays and sometimes Saturdays with our TV program so that you may have a chance to grow in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. We're here. So we hope that you feel the same about us and help us financially in keeping these programs going here on Chatting from the Word. And if you can, begin with $5. Begin with $5 and up. And if you're wondering, as for your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Now, when you first get there on PayPal, you might, it might see Oscar York Publishing, and that is us, too. It is safe to say that you can put your money there, too. And you also can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Again, 3443@gmail.com. And we want to thank you in advance for your generosity of helping us to keep this fine program going and going. Amen. And amen. You're listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the CTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so, so delighted to do just that. We're so delighted to put that snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. For us to do a shout out to you, especially you all that are listening to us live. We want to let you know how much we do appreciate you for listening to us live, and we want to say good morning to you. Is that all right if we just say good morning to you? At this time, we do not have the city or state or country, but we're going to do our homework one of these days and find out and call out the city, state, and country where you are. But we just want to say good morning to you this morning and let you know that we appreciate you very, very much. Again, good morning, and that was your shout-out for this morning. And now it is time for us to do a snap shot of the program today. A snap, 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 snap shot. To let you know what you're in store to hear on our program today. Because we don't want you to listen to nothing. We want to at least give you something to listen to. Is that all right if we give you something to listen to this morning? Well, you heard our introductory song sung by Steve Adams, Hallelujah Song. Hallelujah Song. When we get to heaven, it's going to be a hallelujah time. No more crying, no more pain, no more paying bills. It's going to be a hallelujah to make it there with Steve Adams. Thank you, Steve, for doing a wonderful, wonderful job. And then our prayer time will be pretty soon our prayer time and our prayer time scripture. If you have a copy of God's Word and if you love to read along with us, will be taken from James 5, 13 through 16. That is James 5, 13 through 16, if you care to read along with us. And, of course, we are in a cappella, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Sweet Hour of Prayer. And yes, of course, we are chatting about the Word of God this morning. Yes, we are. We are chatting about the Word of God. And I was just thinking that we probably start off where we left off on yesterday. On yesterday, we backed up a little bit. We were talking about ignorant. Because to me, that's important. That's important that we that have a desire to go to heaven, that we know God's will. Not saying that we must be smart, but here Paul is talking about you just have enough information or the right information. And on yesterday, we talked about how Satan at times will use half-truths and fill many heads with half of the information and not the whole information. Or he may distort the information and not give you the truth of the information. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Of course, we're talking about spiritual gifts. And we are in the first letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. And he tried to encourage them because it was reported that many things was going on with the Corinthian church. And Paul had to sell things with the Corinthian church. A message. Like today's church, many churches today need to hear the same message that Paul is telling the Corinthian church here. They do. Especially here, we're talking about spiritual gifts. And many are confused when it comes to spiritual gifts. As we said yesterday, Satan has a way of defusing, infusing, and confusing. And he can infuse and defuse and confuse the most smartest people in the world. Look around you. I believe why the world today is so messed up and confused when it comes to the Word of God, because Satan knows how to use confusion. Satan is the author of confusion. He told the first lie. So, of course, online today, to keep us from doing God's will, and that's going to heaven. So, my friend, we are chatting about spiritual gifts this morning. And if you want to hear the whole chat this morning, keep your ears on long enough to hear the chat. Amen and amen. And, my friend, that was your snapshot of the program to the snapshot. Are you ready to get on board the gospel of Asia? And if you're ready to get on board the gospel explosion, line up, and that tickets out. And if you lined up with your tickets up, get on board, the gospel. God. Amen and amen. This is our prayer time. Request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word. You can send it to our email addresses, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com or chattingfromtheword@gmail.com, or you can call it in. Our call-in number is 319-527-6722. Our call-in number is 319-527-6722. if you have a prayer request that you want to get to us. And also, you can, the page that you listen to the program through, you can put your prayer request there, or you can put it on our Facebook page, and I should be able to receive your prayer request. And as always, if you have a prayer request that you want to keep confidential, that's fine with us here on Chatting from the Word. We do respect your confidentiality. Just simply say, "Brother Oscar," and call my name. And I'll be so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us. Amen and amen. And as always, we want to pray for those that have been requesting prayers, those that lost loved ones, those that are going through some difficult time at this time. Parents who lost their babies and other mass murderers that have killed our children and people around. We need to pray. And of course, for the Russia and Ukraine situation, and pray for those that try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And of course, pray for me. Pray for your brother here also. Pray for me as I pray for you. Amen and amen. Now, my friend, if you have a copy of God's word and you want to read our scripture text with us, we are coming from James 5, 13 through 26. That's James 5, 13 through 26. And Brother James, he penned these words. "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Here, Brother James, the brother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, says, pray. Let him pray. If you're afflicted, pray. If you're having problems, pray. If you're having difficult in this world, pray. Talk with the kids. Many of us, we don't take our time and get on our knees and pray to the Father. Right now, that's what we're going to do. We're going to just have a little talk with our Father this morning so that we may find help in times like these. Are you ready, my friend, to approach the throne of grace? Let us have a talk with the Father this morning. Our Father who sits high and its throne, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father of us all, O Father, we come to you this morning in the humblest way we know how. Hearts, minds, and thoughts lifted up to you, Father. First of all, in thanksgiving, Father, thanking you for watching over us on last evening as we sat and pondered. Thanking you, Father, for waking us up to see a day that neither one of us had never thought we'd see. But you loved us enough to allow us to see another day, helping us in our lives right. Oh, Father, we just thank you for that ministry. And Father, we thank you for allowing your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to come down and live through the world. To show us how to live, to show us how to love, and to show us how to connect with you. And taking upon himself the cross, becoming sin, who knew no sin, away in his blood. Oh, Father, 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 we thank you so much. Oh, Father, come pray for you all in Texas situation. Parents who lost their babies, loving that murderous murdering that goes along. Father, we pray that you will comfort them. Father, we pray that you will stop the war that Russia is doing with the Ukrainians. Father, we pray, Father, that Putin stop all the innocent killing and the bombing. Oh, Father, 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 we pray for our world in which we live, and we pray for all the problems, all the suffering, all the things that are going on in our world, too, Father, we pray. We pray, Father, we as Christians may shine our light in the hope that someone may see the greater light and come to your. Oh, Father, we pray for those that are sick with the coronavirus, sick with your flu, Father, sick with the cold. Pray, Father, that you heal their body. Oh, Father, we pray for those that lost loved ones. Father, we pray that you comfort them. We pray for the ones that lost loved ones at their hands of the sheep, Father. We pray that you comfort them. We pray for the police families that have the police officers who gave their lives in a line of duty. Father, we pray for their families. Oh, Father, we pray that they make laws forbidding us to work for you, to make laws for all can live in peace and harmony. Oh, Father, we pray for the church at this time. We pray, Father, to continue allowing the church to be the lighthouse leading others to Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we pray for all of our listeners at this time. Father, we pray for all their doubts and fears. Father, we pray that you cast all their doubts and fears in that deepest heart of sea way on the surface. Father, we pray for the program, our program here, Chatting from the Word. Father, we pray for the message today. We're for the chat. We pray, Father, that you allow us to say something to help someone that's trying to make heaven their home. Oh, Father, we pray for those that lost loved ones. We pray for those that go through some difficult times. Praying for those that try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, always keep us encouraged and never discouraged. And pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us or praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we pray for something that is on your mind. And as I just said, you can always call in your prayer requests. The number is 319-527-6722. The number is 319-527-6722. And you also can call in during the chat if you have something. That, or if you have a scripture that Brother Oscar is overlooking and can add to the chat to bring more light to the chat that we're doing, you can call in then. Again, the number is 319-527-6722. 5319-527-6722. And now it's time for our second half of the program. Thank you for hanging in here with us this far. And this is our second half of the program this morning. And as we said, y'all that lives in Dayton, Ohio, in the surrounding area, be careful. It's cold up. We're double of everything. And if you don't need to be out, don't be out. If you don't need to be out in the element, do not be out there unless you need to go out. So just be careful. Just a reminder to let you know, if you stay where I'm living or stay where I'm at, just be careful so that you may be all right. Okay? Amen, Brother Oscar. Amen. Of course, we ask you get the contributions in. That would be a beautiful, beautiful thing. Come on in, because we do need financial assistance to keep this fine program going and going. And if you wonder where to send your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Z-E-L-L-E. And again, put in my email address, which is lowercase Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com. If you want to help us financially in keeping this fine program going and going. Amen. Amen. We usually tell you the program. Of course, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, LinkedIn, I believe, iHeartRadio, Podvine, Amazon Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and others. You can catch our program on many of your internet radio. And, of course, you can Google it. Just Google Chatting from the Word. And many of our shows should come up, and you can listen to any show that you desire, or you can listen to several of them and be caught up to where we're at in the chat, so that we can be learning God's word together. Amen and amen. Amen. You're listening to Chatting from the Word. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so, so delighted to suggest that. Yes, we are. We are so delighted to do just that. Oh, you know what time it is, correct? It is time for us to do our chat. And we are coming from the first letter that Brother Paul the Apostle wrote to the Corinthian church. And we are in chapter 12. And we are going to, we are going to start where we left off on yesterday. Is that all right with you? That's where we're going to start off at today. And, of course, Paul here is talking about spiritual gifts. And that's what we are going to talk about, too. But we're going to lay the foundation for you first. Is that all right with you that we lay the foundation? But first, pardon this if I don't say this. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we do here, we chat about the Word of God. Because we don't want to talk under you, over you, or around you, but we want to talk with you. We want to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. Because, Brother Oscar, believe anybody can be reasoned with. I believe that. I can reason with our pet dog Rolo to roll over. We should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the Word of God. Can I reason with you this morning when it comes to the Word of God? And if I can reason with you, can we come to a conclusion of what the Word of God is trying to tell all of us this morning? Can we come with one message, one hope? Can we do that this morning? If we can, it'd be a beautiful thing. Because, as you know, Bill Oscar been on this program now for a good 13 years trying to you know, leveling out the same nest. It's one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one body. And that message of oneness, because Jesus prayed for unity, that we be one. Amen and amen. But then about concerning spiritual gifts. And this is what Paul, this is how Paul begins in chapter 12. He is trying to give the Corinthian church another message where they are going left field. If I can use the word left field. And he's trying to straighten out what they have wrong when it comes. And he starts off by saying, now concerning spiritual gifts, brother, I would not have you ignorant. And that's where we left off at yesterday. We left off by talking about this word ignorant. Here, Brother Paul is not trying to belittle no one. He is not trying to bring no one down. He is not trying to talk bad about anyone. But what he's saying here is just some things you just don't know, as I'm here to inform you what you should know. Many of us today need more informing, don't we? Many of us today, when it comes to the Word of God, we're ignorant as some facts, because many of us, we don't want to listen. Many of us, we want to go stick with the tradition of mama, daddy, grandpa, grandmother, or what the case may be, instead of listening to what the to us today. And here the message that we are talking about this morning, this message is just as relevant today as it was back then. Many people today are confused when it comes to spiritual gifts because they are listening to half of the that listen to half truths are either mixed up truths. And Satan is good with that. He's good in infusion, confusion, and defusion. He knows how to infuse things in. He knows how to defuse things out. And he is the author of confusion. So let's stop. What we need to do today is stop listening that Satan brings in when it comes to salvation. See, Satan, let me tell you something about Satan, and many of you know this, Satan's job is to confuse you. Satan's job is to get you off track heading to heaven. Satan's job is to mix up the message that God has for you today. Look at that. And if I was you, I wouldn't allow Satan to confuse me. I would stick with what the Word of God has to say. And that is true. Don't get upset with Brother Oscar. Please don't do that. I'm just a messenger trying to tell somebody, everybody about somebody, because you need to know about Jesus Christ and what he says in his Word. But what I want pivotal off this word ignorance. And we want to go, let's go back to Romans. I believe he was there yesterday. Romans, the 10th chapter. Because here, Paul uses the word again, ignorant, doesn't he? Paul said, brother, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel that they might be saved. For I bear them record zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Many people today, they are stuck in their own ignorance. If I And they are so stuck in their own ignorance to the fact they won't listen to nobody. They won't even listen in the Word of God. The Word of God can plainly say what it says, and what they want to do, they may add something to it, or may go by what mom and daddy or grandpa says, or may go by what they big-time minister or preacher may say, instead of accepting itself and what it is saying. And here Paul says, many of them have the zeal of God, but their zeal is pointing up all at all the wrong places. Well, many of us have a zeal of God. Yes, I can tell you I love God. I can tell you, oh, I want to preach the gospel. I want to do this. I want to do that. Yes, I may say I want to not go to beautiful songs. Oh, I want to preach everywhere and tell everybody about Jesus Christ. But my friend, if not doing it in the wrong way, though you have the zeal of God, what you're doing, you're leading people in down the wrong pathway, if I can infuse that in what I'm saying. You're leading people down the wrong pathway. And we're not talking about perfection. I'm far from that, because we all are saved by grace. But what we're talking about here, what Paul is talking about here, basically doctrine, teaching. And many of us, we want to follow everybody's doctrinal teaching. And I believe the reason why we are doing that, because many of us are too, I don't want to use the word lazy, but many of us do not want to search the scriptures for ourselves, what is truly contained in the Word of God. And here, what we was reading yesterday, I believe we were talking about what Paul is saying here. Because many want to confuse what Paul is saying here, don't they? Yeah, I just want to start off right here. Let me say what Paul says here in verse 9. Paul said that if they shall confess their mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, they shall be saved. Now, in that statement by itself, how many people, how many teachings, how many how many stops at that and say, that's all you have to do is believe? Stop there, did he? Although he put a period behind that. He just put a period behind. If you know anything about structuring a paragraph, Paul put a period behind, because that is the sentence that he's trying to make. He ends the sentence and not the paragraph or the chapter here. And Paul is continuing talking in the same chapter, isn't he? He's not stopping the thought. He's just stopping the sentence. They said, don't forget that. Many may say, well, that's a period. That's all you need to do is believe. But that's not all the message, is it? And then Paul says, listen, I want you to listen closely. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Again, another period, ending the sentence, but not the thought. Okay? Another period. Ending the thought. And then Paul said, Scripture has said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Again, it stopped the period, stopped the sentence, but not the thought. Verse 12, for there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same is rich unto all that call upon him. And again, stop the sentence, the period, stop the sentence, but not the thought. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How many times have you heard that? All you need to do is call. Just sit where you at and just call on his name. How many times? That's Satan confusing, infusing, and defusing. Again, Paul, there's a period there. He stopped the sentence, but not the thought. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Now, this is not a period this time. This is a question. After he made the many sentences that he made, now he asked the question, how shall they believe without a preacher? Oh, my son, you need a preacher to explain to you the word of God so that you may believe. And this is what Paul is saying here. Then Paul said, except they be sent, as is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed. Oh, you can hear that, did you? You didn't hear that part, did you? After all that, they still didn't obey. Let me read it. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report? Who believes the gospel today? Who believes the gospel today? Yes, you can say I believe, but do you believe? You don't believe unless you obey. And then Paul says, so then, by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, Paul is saying this is the beginning of it. This is the beginning of having that faith that calls one to be saved. This is the beginning because you must have that faith. You must have that belief. You must be able to know Jesus before you continue on in that way. Because faith is not the end of it. You got to do a lot more than having faith. You got to hear it. You have to have faith. You must believe. You must confess. You must be baptized. Jesus himself said, whosoever is baptized shall be saved. You must be baptized. You must complete full obedience to Jesus Christ. How many don't know that? Because many are going by what grandma, grandpa, and others are teaching instead of what the word of God is saying. This is what the word of God is saying. You must have faith. You must believe. You must hear the gospel so that you may have faith. So that you may have faith. Paul says, verse 18, but I say, have they not heard? Yet verily the sound went unto all the earth. And that words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and said, I love them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he said, all day long, I stretch forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Oh, that sounds like today, doesn't it? Because the Lord is stretching his hands. No one don't want to be obedient to be in Jesus Christ because they're not willing to be in grace. Turn back with me. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. because we want to, we just want to finish that thought on ignorance. And in verse 2, Paul said, you know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. In other words, Brother Paul is telling the Corinthian church, the Gentiles, that they was led in the wrong way. Listen to what he says again. He said, ye know that ye were Gentiles. You know you were Gentiles. Carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. What is he talking about? What? Don't think I can confer to what he's talking about when he's mentioning idols is the spiritual gifts. Underline that, the spiritual gifts. And here Paul is calling them idols, even as ye were led. So you had others coming to lead them to false teaching and to idolize their gifts, like many do today, idolizing spiritual gifts. Because one can speak another language, you think you're better than somebody else. Because you're a good singer and can make a song sound so beautiful, you think you're better than somebody else. My friend, I'm here to tell you, we all are important to Jesus Christ because he died for us all. As well, he died for you. And I am just so, I am important to Jesus Christ just like you are. He died for me as he died for you. We all are important regardless what our gifts are. We're going to end it there. That's the lesson for today. That's your chat. And we're going to try to come in with the begin Monday if the Lord say the same. To keep your ears on long enough to hear this message, because it's getting good. It's getting good, and I believe the message will hit us all, because a lot of us, we do believe in miraculous healing. I also believe in spiritual gifts, the unnatural things that's going on in the world today. So we want to talk about that in this lesson. We want to thank you for being part of our day. We thank you for allowing us to come to your home, your job. And you all are living day to be careful. It's cold out there. We pray with me, please. Our Father, we join heaven. The kingdom has come. Thy will is done. Father, we thank you for allowing us to bring on this program. We pray for those that are listening today. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest through and abide with us. Until we meet again, in Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen.
Whoa, amen. When we reach that city of
love,
heaven,
bye.
Whoa, we're going to sing, yeah, we're going to sing, whoa, by and by, oh, how the ransom singers will together lift that hymn when we sing, oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.